Parashat Lech Lecha, Avraham Avinu is given promises by HaKadosh Baruch Hu about his children. You'll see why I quote this particular pasuk. Right after Lot and Avraham separate, Hashem tells Avraham first to look out and see in all directions the land that will be his and his children's. V'samti esarecha ka'afar ha'aretz. Okay. I'm going to, only you appreciate that. People listening won't know why you did it. Okay. V'samti esarecha ka'afar ha'aretz. We talked about Afra de'ara and Bitu, Chametz. Okay. So Hashem says, I'm going to make your children like afar ha'aretz. And it continues, Hashem yuchalish gimnos safar ha'aretz gam zaracha yimaneh. That if a person could count dust of the earth, so will your children be counted. L'char, this entire pasuk is saying one idea. In other words, there'll be so many of your children. There'll be, the progeny will be so many, and you can't count the afar ha'aretz. And that's what Unka says. V'ashavias benach sagiyin ka'afa da'ara. It says in the pasuk, Hashem yuchalish really means just as it's the impossibility of counting the afar, so will your children not be able to be counted. So it's one thought. And we know that Avraham Avinu was told on other occasions similar ideas. Later in the parasha by Bisman Absarim, it says that count the stars, and tuchalispro, some koya zarecha, again, numerous children. And we find later on also by the Akedah, Avram is told, Kechoch Yashamayim, also Kechoch Yashas Hayam, they'll be like star, they'll be like the sand. We find with Yitzchak and Yaakov also references to this. In the Medrash, on this Pasuk, the Medrash seems to take the first part of the Pasuk as a separate thought. It's not all one idea, that they'll be like Afar Haaretz in the sense that you can't count, you won't be able to count them. After all, there is an asnachta here. It's a poison in the pasuk. V'samti yizarecha kafar ha'aretz. We find it also by Yaakov Avinu, by yizarecha kafar ha'aretz. It doesn't say in connection to the numbers. So both here and in Vayetze, the Medrash does the similar thing. It says there's a separate connection that the Pesukim are establishing, we're focusing on our pasuk here, between Klal Yisrael and afar ha'aretz. And that's not the same point as what the pasuk concludes with, which is how numerous we're going to be. So what exactly are the similarities? So I read you a couple of things from the Medrash. Interesting, and then I found the Maharal Prague in the Sefer Netzach Yisrael on the pasuk he's discussing the brachos of Bilam, and Bilam says Mimana Afar Yaakov. So there's midrashim on that, and then from there the Maharal Netzach Yisrael Perak Nim Zayin quotes the Medrash I'm about to quote for you in Parashas Lech Lecha, and he explains it. Says the Medrash, in what sense are we like Afar Haaretz? A couple of similarities. First of all, says the Medrash, Na afar ha'aretz misofa olam be'ad sofo, kach banecha yu mifuzarim misofa olam be'ad sofo. Afar ha'aretz is all over the world, worldwide, so Klal Yisrael be scattered all over the world. That first point the morale doesn't address. So that's the first point. Then it continues. Umar afar ha'aretz einam mizbarech ela b'mayim. Af Yisrael einam mizbarechim ela b'schus ha'torah shenim shalo l'mayim. Just as afar ha'aretz, so if you water the soil, then you have the bracha coming out, it becomes fertile and things grow. So we know that mayim is Torah. Klal Yisrael einam mizbarechim b'schus ha'torah. So that's his first, another connection between Klal Yisrael and afar ha'aretz. Next one. Uma afar mevale es kli matris. What he's saying here is, if you have metals and you have dirt that's put on the metal, it will cause it to erode. And I did a little search on Google, actually found iron can corrode faster in soil than in air. Okay, there you have it. Medrash says it. Moisture and electrolyte are retained in the soil, making it a good anode. Microbes in soil can accelerate corrosion. Okay, so the meta, anyone, chemistry major? I don't know. Did it come up anywhere? Okay. That's what it says in the Medrash. Ma afar aretz Ma'afer mevale es kli matchis v'hu kayim le'olam, and it remains, but the kli matchis gets corroded. Kach Yisrael obedi kachavim, who are obviously now compared to the matchis. We'll see the Maran in a second. So too, the teilim v'hem kayim, the afer overpowers the metal. Second, that's another connection. Next one, ma'afer asuya dayish, just as dirt is stepped on. We say in our kind of serve, nafshi ka'afer la'koltia, you step on the dirt. Apa nacha siyim daish lovdi kachavim. So too, Kal Yisrael will be subjugated over the course of Golas to the non-Jews. The Umus Ha'olam will be treading on them. Hadol d'chsiv, pasuk nishaya, v'samtia b'yad mogayich, ma'hu mogayich, ilan d'megigim, ma'kosvich, melachachin, ma'chasvich. Mean to say again that it's talking about the Geula Hasida, that those who over the course of Golus stepped on you at the end, they're going to end up getting their punishment. But those who throughout the Golus, they were treading on you. The pasuk there continues that they said to you, Shchi, bend down, benavor, we're going to step over you. And yet it's for your good. Your averus are repaid through our lifted through the suffering that you experienced. And it goes on to describe some of what used to happen, how Kli Yisrael specifically over the Golus were suffering in manners like this when we were stepped on and so on. But at the end of the day, we will emerge, we'll overcome. Okay, so these are the Midrashim here in Parshas Lech Lecha on this pasuk. Says the Maharal, he doesn't focus on the first analogy of being all over the world. He goes with the next ones. But he says some very profound thoughts, Kedarko. And again, Perek Nun Zayin in Nesach Yisrael. Ubemebish Od, Vayizach HaKafar Oret, Ma'a Ofer Enim Mizbarach El B'mayim. That's the second of the comparisons. So to Banecha Enim Mizbarach El B'torah, Shem Shemayim. Then the other ones. What's the first idea? Inyan HaRishon, Ha'ofer Meyuchad Kabel Davar Milmala. The afar, which is so low, it is meant to receive from something that's higher. Kemo hamayim sheyored min hashamayim. The water comes down from heaven, and then it affects the afar and makes things grow. Kach yisal miyuchadim lekabel dvar melyonim. So we are naturally programmed to receive things from higher space, from elevated status. The more something is small, the more it's muchan to accept, to be a makabel. You saw it in the Mara and other places too. He's mitzayin on the bottom. The more something is big, the less it's a recipient. When something is small, then it's by nature, like we see Mara Katan, the moon is receiving the light of the sun, it's Mara Katan. So the idea of being small, which is Klal Yisrael's unique characteristic, is also showing that they are mekablim. That's the connection in terms of mayim, the Torah, just like Ofer receives mayim, so to Klal Yisrael. Ha'inyan hasheni, Masha Omar ha'ofer mechala ha'mateches v'hi kayemes. It causes the metal to corrode, to rust, but it remains. Kach Yisrael mechala ha'umos. Dab is ha'inyan nifla. Ha'umos nimshalu mateches. The umos ha'olam are compared to metals. Where do we see that? Daniel had this vision, this dream of the different Malchios. And each one of them, there's a connection to metal. Malchus Bavel was Shel Zahav, Daniel Beis. Malchus Madai was Kesef. Malchus Yavan was, anyone know? Which metal? Chanukah is coming, you should know. When is Malchus Yavan? Nechoshes. It's Azus. That's Mid of Azus. So you have Zahav, Kesef, Nechoshes. And then Malchus Revius was what metal? Barzel, right. The Dabba Zeh. So we see all the Umos Ta'olam are compared to metals. Kikom Matchis Mashmiya Kol. What's the idea? Metal, you bang on it, there's noise. Umimenu Nasa Pamun. That's how you have bells. Shemashmas Kol. The Dabba Hanishma, the more something is heard loud, Nigle. The annual Inyan Panimi. It doesn't have the subtlety of something which is more sanua, which is panimi. Shekol davishu panimi enu nishma. The more something is panimi, it's quieter. The pineki koach hamalchios don't have a koach of panimi nister. Their koach is outed, external. Rakoch nigla, it's visible. Ukachin domin lematchis, shemashmiya kol. However, kayis are the opposite. They're compared to afar, and they're compared also to chol, to sand. And he brings a medrash on sand. Nimishu yisal l'chol, just like sand, you could take it from one place to another, and you're not going to hear it. You can pick it up and you put it into a cup and you bring it somewhere else. It doesn't make noise. It's not like metals. It's different material. It's finer. Kach yisal ein roish yibem dalturya. That's why kayisal by nature should not be speaking out, revealing secrets, because our midah is more of a midah tznius. He says, I spoke about this in other places as well, Mechidwurs Hashem. Kal Yisrael have the madrega penimis nisteres built in niglis. That's why they're like chol, that's why they're like afar. And that's why lo nishma kolo, because of the inya penimi. Okay, so that's the second, that's the other comparison. The afar is machala, the matris, Kal Yisrael have the inya penimi, and metals is the opposite. It's nigla, it's chitzoni. And then the next one we said was Daish Lakol, that Afar gets stepped on, and Kaisa was stepped on throughout the ages, but ultimately will emerge and will overcome. Od Amru, Shiesh Li Yisrael, Hesiachsus El Afar, because Afar is the smallest, all the Yisodos, the four Yisodos of the four, Afar, Eish, Abiruach, Afar is considered to be the lowest of that, and that's the union of being Daish Lakol. So Kaisa as well, based on their Mida of being small, yes, the Maile Elokis El Yona. We have a special spiritual quality more than Yosef Min HaGadlus, Shehizkuas HaGeshem. The more big something is, the more physical it is. Something which is smaller is more in sync with something which is less physical and more subtle, more spiritual. Therefore, that's the Mida of the Katnus. Lomi Rutchane Kola Amim, Hashem didn't choose you because you're so many. If anything, the idea of the many is not necessarily the ma'ila, ketem ha'ma'at v'kol ha'amim. And that's because our midah is more ruchni and not as gashmi. And that's why we are the ones that get stepped on throughout the galus because of that notion of being small. But ultimately, it's a ma'ila. Ultimately, it's a ma'ila. Okay, he has a lot more here to say, but I think that's a lot to chew over, a lot to think about. Ma'irich a lot here with the union of afar. But, you know, you think about Afar, you think about a lot of different things. This is a medrash to think about, right? Ha'Yisrael, Ka'afar, Ha'aretz, and the various comparisons that are mentioned in the medrash and the perspective that was brought in by the Maral. Have a good Shabbat.